USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More people meeting in person this Thanksgiving compared to last year, which was more virtual. In New York City, spectators and balloons returned for the Thanksgiving Day parade.
It's live and awesome, and there's everything here. It's the whole vibe of the city coming together.
There were 28 floats, 10 marching bands from across the nation, 8,000 marchers, and 15 giant character balloons. There were a few new ones this year, including the Baby Yoda from Star Wars The Mandalorian. Also, some classics like Snoopy, Pokemon, SpongeBob, and Ronald McDonald. President Biden called into the Macy's Day Parade from Nantucket Island, where he and First Lady Jill are spending the holiday. He also thanked service members while visiting a Coast Guard station on Nantucket. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Emergency officials in Russia say there's no chance of finding any more survivors after a coal mine fire in Siberia.
Three people have been arrested in Russia following an accident in a Siberian coal mine that's now known to have killed more than 50 people. The mine's director and two other managers are being held on suspicion of safety violations. Six rescuers are among the dead.
That was Sue Montgomery from the BBC. Scientists in South Africa say they've now detected a new COVID-19 variant. They say it has a large number of mutations, and they're blaming it for a surge in infection numbers where the variant is spreading. The BBC's Mark LaBelle reports Britain has banned all travel from the country and five other southern African nations.
Borders are being put up in response to them finding out this information at a very early stage. They said that they prefer more support was coming their way rather than this travel ban implemented immediately.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Forecasters say a quick-hitting storm known as an Alberta Clipper is forecast to bring frigid air and the first snow of the season for some across a wide portion of the country. Due to a dip in the jet stream, cold air will rush across portions of the Midwest and the Great Lakes on Friday and set the stage for stormy weather to come. People in the Dakotas, Ohio, and Michigan that are heading out for Black Friday will need to bundle up as low temperatures are forecast to dip into the teens and 20s. By Friday night, stormy weather will reach across the northern U.S. Snow is forecast from Minnesota to Illinois during the day on Saturday. Snowy and slick conditions that do develop on the roads may lead to travel issues or significant delays as the travelers continue to increase throughout the holiday weekend. Snow will continue across much of the Great Lakes region on Sunday, with a steady snowfall expected across northern Michigan, as well as the Upper Peninsula. Authorities have arrested a Broadway actor who allegedly marched on the U.S. Capitol with the Oath Keepers on January 6th after identifying him by a Michael Jackson tour jacket that he was wearing at the time of the riots. James Beeks was charged with obstruction of Congress and a misdemeanor charge of unlawfully entering a restricted building. Beeks was arrested in Milwaukee, where he was performing the role of Judas in a production of Jesus Christ Superstar. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.